Why do you do the things you do? What things do you do well? What makes you happy? What makes you angry or sad or anxious? What will it take to satisfy you? What are you afraid of? It's only after we answer these questions about ourselves that we can hope to achieve emotional intelligence. Self-management. The second key to EQ is self-management. Self-management is connected to self-awareness in that the natural progression after reaching self-awareness is learning how to effectively manage both the negative and positive aspects of your emotions. So what is self-management? Boiled down, it's your ability to use what you know about yourself and your emotions, i.e. self-awareness, to direct and manage your own behavior. It involves keeping a clear head and a calm demeanor even when your emotional reaction is extreme. It's about thinking clearly, regardless of what you're feeling. And it's about developing a level of comfort and familiarity with the entire range of your emotions. People who have poor self-management skills lose their tempers easily and, as a result, provoke feelings of discomfort, fear, and distrust in others. People who have developed their self-management skills, on the other hand, are seen as competent, trustworthy, and confident. You can see how this is vital in any professional or social situation. Social awareness.